sure that made your life a lot easier.
Oh, every day it did.
It did.
Yes, it did. So, we got plenty of water now. Before then, we had to, we just had to put a hard dump. We had to go get the water and bring it up and get the wash and hold everything, you know. That was quite a job.
I also wanted to ask you, Reverend Parham, what kind of farm equipment you had when you were farming. Did you have a tractor or did
yeah,
you
I still got my tractor. I got a tractor and disc.
How did you come to find a tractor in Fairbanks? Or did you have to bring it up to Alaska or what,
no,
did somebody have one?
Actually, a 3 mile, just what it, we were just talking about right there from Mr. Polk stole back up just before you go when you go across the track. Going down Badger Road, right to the left there. And right to the right, you see all that junk used to be out there. Well, at that time, they were throwing away a lot of stuff. If I'd have had a vineyard, I was still up here, I could have got enough loan to build me a house and sell a house because they throw brand new stuff away. Everything. They could forget about anything like, kind of say like doing that. Brand new llama, you care how high it was, everything new. Well, they got so much for, I understand it, as a contractor, when they bid on a certain job, they overbid, and then they had, that stuff they had left, they wouldn't get it back. Just throw it out. Our state was rich. Just throw it and burn it up. And I hauled a lot of stuff from up there, up in town, to the place at town, too, plus on my homestead. Because they throw it away and I get it. Brand new stuff, not been used. So that was a big help to us on the homestead too, and you said about the you said something about the water, didn't you?
No, I asked you about your equipment and how did you come to get a tractor?
Oh, I bought it from this man here. He's gone. He's dead now. I think had that I call it 3 or 6 mile wrecking yard. And I bought from him. My first car I bought from him, too. Truck I bought from him at that second at the place. His name was Carl Main, I think it was.
Yeah.
He owned that wrecking yard right there now where they clean up now, fixing up. Everything you wanted, everybody, he had it because people didn't throw everything away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.